Talk girls tennis. They had a split squad yesterday. Varsity had their first meet of the year. Part of the varsity went to Hoisington. Part of the varsity went to Liberal. We're talking with a couple of seniors who played number one singles at both tournaments yesterday. And we're going to start off with Mallory Cup, who went to Hoisington, the tournament champion there. How are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. You've been kind of looked up to last few years. You've had a big role there as a singles player and continue that here through your senior year. And is it weird that you're kind of the elder, the one that's been on the varsity the longest and a senior?
It does. It doesn't feel like that, honestly. I've been with these girls like all my tennis career, so it doesn't feel like I'm an elder per se.
Well, yesterday you got your season started off on a good note, won the tournament at Hoisington. Reflect back on that day yesterday.
Well, I started off with Osborne, and honestly, mm-hmm. she was not at a varsity level, mm-hmm. and so I was able to quickly beat her 6-0. I think it was a 15-minute match, which was awesome. And then I had quite a long break and then had to play Tribune, beat her 6-1. And then I finished it off in the finals versus Central Plains, and she was quite a challenge. I've lost her in the past. She's really good competition, and I beat her in a tiebreak, 7-5.
That had to be pretty exciting, though. It got a little tougher as it went through the day there,
and it did, yeah.
And to beat her, and that had to be kind of a relief.
Yeah, it definitely was. Once I got to the tiebreaker, I was like, I've gotten this far. I'm not going to lose this.
All right, and of course, being your senior campaign here, and what's the biggest thing that you're going to try to accomplish this year? Maybe what you've learned maybe over the last couple of years?
Well, obviously, I want to make it to state, but going further than that, I'd like to place at state. So that's kind of a goal I'm looking forward to, and I hope I can make it a reality.
Well, hopefully so. You're off to a
yes.
good start here. Is it weird starting this late?
It is. It's been weird seeing all the JV players go and all the teachers thinking we're playing when we're not. But, yeah, it's been weird.
Oh, it'll go fast though, over this next
yes,
month, 5 weeks. But enjoy it. Congratulations
yes.
on a good start. And good
you.
Luck to you next week.
Appreciate it.
All right, once again, that was senior Mallory Cup, and we'll get to Kennedy Wassinger, senior singles player. She was down at Liberal yesterday and placed third, and you playing singles here after you played doubles. We talked about this before we went on here. A little bit different for you, but how'd you feel like that your play was overall?
Oh, it was quite different, but I think I'll get better as the season goes on, but I just got to adjust, mm-hmm. I think.
What was the biggest adjustment for you yesterday?
Just being out there by myself, it's a huge, it's so different. I'm used to having someone out there with me to get my confidence back up, but I would just have to do that by myself, which is sometimes challenging.
All right, and, it's good to get this early on here, but what's probably the strength that you've had so far, one match down?
I can say that I'm pretty consistent. Mm-hmm. I can most always hit it back, and that's always a good thing, just be consistent.
You're probably competing with Mallory every day at practice, aren't
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah. I love playing Mallory, even though she beats me every day. It's okay.
But do you feel like that you're getting a lot better competing against her?
Yeah, I feel like I've learned a lot, and we usually just go out and try to have fun, but I definitely am learning stuff from her.
What's something that you want to accomplish as you go through your senior year of tennis?
I want to accomplish just trying to make it to state, and if it doesn't happen, I just want to have fun.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you. You're off to a good start here, and you have a busy week next week as well with a couple meets there. And, Kennedy, thanks again for joining me, and congratulations on a good start to the season.
Thank you.
All right, once again, another senior, Kennedy Wassinger, joining us here. We're going to be joined with Coach Sarah Gotarik, and I can almost be certain that she was not in two places at one time yesterday, but we'll find out where she was. But a big day for your varsity. We mentioned earlier it was a split squad for your varsity yesterday. Took some to Liberal, took some to Hoisington. Where'd you end up?
I was in Liberal.
All right. Yesterday, a good day for you guys there, I thought. It looked like from some of the results that I did see. And how'd you feel like your team came out and competed?
You know, they for the first meet for six of them, They did great. They came out. They were prepared to play. I think they were excited to finally get on the courts. And you know, Coach Ryan Roberts took the girls to Hoisington, and he was very pleased with everybody. You know, the huge win for Mallory there at singles, and then our number one doubles had a they lost just barely in a tiebreaker against a team that placed sixth in 3-2-1A. So, you know, that was exciting there to see the power those girls had when they're returning. And same thing at Liberal. You know, Kennedy came out. She had to adjust to playing singles where she had been playing doubles the past year. And, you know, she made those adjustments as the day went. And then our two new people for varsity, Taylor Kane and Aaron, they both came out. And in fact, they were in two of their matches. They went undefeated, they lost one. But in two of their matches, they were down 2-5 and came back and won them both. So,
oh, wow.
You know, they had to dig down and really do that. So it's a good showing.
That is. And, you know, early season and, you know, first meet of the year together, I think that probably says a lot about, you know, not giving up more than anything else.
Yeah, they had that endurance to stick it out and started talking to each other, and that was good.
Well, it's a good early season test for your teams yesterday, and really a big meet, a big portion of the schedule starts on Tuesday next week. You go to Phillipsburg next Saturday, Tuesday and Saturday next week.
Yes.
With Hayes, so that's got to be pretty exciting coming up here.
It is exciting. You know, they're going to start going to their meets now. I mean, their season is next week really gets going.
All right, man. It's hard to believe how fast it's going. You guys are already 3 weeks into competition, but it just goes too fast.
It does. It goes fast.
Well, glad the varsity's off to a good start, kind of like the JV as well. And, you know, real quickly mention that, your JV, getting some taste of some varsity, I think that's just good to continue to build that depth up for your team.
It is. It's good for them to get that experience, and those girls got to play number twos at a varsity meet, so that's always good.
All right. Once again, Coach Sarah Kocharik joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware as we talk girls tennis. Congratulations on a good start to the season for your varsity coach, and thanks again for the time.
You bet. Thank you, Adam.